Ever get the feeling the online world's like a giant maze sometimes?
Oh, absolutely. Especially in the decentralized finance space, right? It's easy to feel lost.
Right. Like
Yeah.
one wrong turn and you're knee deep in rug pulls and
Oh.
what else is out there?
Phishing scams, fake websites. It's a minefield.
Exactly. So when this document, Goblins Links, discovered the official DXX app, Goblins Cash. I don't know why, but I love that name.
Goblin's Cash. It's kitschy.
It is. But anyway, this document, it's basically like a guidebook for navigating their little corner of the internet, the Goblinverse, as they call it.
Which is smart, especially for newcomers. They need a clear sense of where to go, who to trust.
Totally. So you're diving into the world of goblins. You're a rogue now, apparently.
Yeah. Me too. It's fun. But okay, you're a rogue. You want to get involved. What's the first thing they tell you? Well, they lay out all their official channels, which is essential. Website, DEX app, documentation. They even have a launch app link, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, a bit redundant when you've already got the DX app link right there.
Right. And they also have docs and roadmap links. Like, we get it. You've got all the important stuff covered.
But hey, at least they're being thorough, right?
Absolutely. No complaints here. But what stood out to me was the emphasis on their Telegram.
Oh, yeah, they plug that a lot.
And for good reason. A vibrant Telegram channel, to me, signals a healthy community.
It's where the real-time conversations happen, right? Support, feedback.
Exactly. You get a sense of the community's pulse, which is crucial in such a fast-paced world.
And it ties into this whole rogue thing, this emphasis on user participation.
Right. They're not just building a platform, they're cultivating a community, which, thinking about it, could be a powerful way to combat some of those risks we talked about earlier.
You mean the scams and stuff?
Exactly. When users are engaged, communicating, reporting issues.
It creates a network of trust.
Precisely. It's a collective effort to keep things transparent and, well, safe.
Like a neighborhood watch, but for decentralized finance.
I like that.
So if someone's listening to this, they're new to the Goblinverse. What's the key takeaway?
Goblins understands that community is key. They're providing the tools, the information, but also the space for users to connect, engage, and ultimately shape the future of their platform.
And in a world as chaotic as DeFi, that's a breath of fresh air. It makes you wonder, could this focus on community be the key to a more trustworthy and user-centric future for finance?
It's an interesting thought, one worth exploring further.
Definitely something to ponder. But for now, that's a wrap on this Goblinverse deep dive.